Disturbing claims emerged over the last few days that guards at a youth detention centre in Brisbane last month bashed an 11-year-old Aboriginal boy in their custody. The boy was reportedly left with black eyes, telling his parents he'd been set upon by three guards who'd made him fall to the ground. This incident resonates with some powerful points made by Indigenous journalist Stan Grant in a video that has gone viral since its release last week. The speech was actually from an IQ2 debate last October, but since it was posted on Facebook on Friday, it's been viewed almost 900,000 times. Here's part of what Stan Grant had to say, referencing one of Australia's best-known poems.
I love a sunburned country, a land of sweeping plains, of rugged mountain ranges. Reminds me that my people were killed on those plains. We were shot on those plains. Disease ravaged us on those plains. I come from those plains. I come from a people west of the Blue Mountains, the Wiradjuri people, where in the 1820s, the soldiers and settlers waged a war of extermination against my people. Yes, a war of extermination. That was the language used at the time. Go to the Sydney Gazette and look it up and read about it. Martial law was declared and my people could be shot on sight. Those rugged mountain ranges, my people, women and children, were herded over those ranges to their deaths. The Australian dream.
That's Stan Grant, and the debate was around racism is destroying the Australian dream. Stan Grant, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hi, Fran.
Stan, that speech was part of a debate last October. Here in the shadow of Australia Day, it seems your message is really hitting home. Almost 900,000 views. What do you think it is about your message that people are so interested in hearing it and sharing it?
Yeah, it was really surprising. I'd actually been away and arrived back in Australia, and as the speech was being posted, I think it coincides with Australia Day, when people are reflecting on who we are, reflecting on the things that rightly Australians can be proud of, but also considering those issues that are still unresolved. And I think, as Prime Minister Paul Keating has said in the past, This is the grievance that sits at the heart of the Australian settlement. The fact that Indigenous people are dying 10 years younger than the rest of Australians, are being locked up in numbers that shames Australia, that are at the bottom rung of every socioeconomic indicator, and that can be traced directly to the fact of dispossession and the injustice and suffering that has come since. I think we all need to pause and reflect on that, and I think that's why people have gone to the speech. People have said this before, Fran. It's incredibly humbling and a little bit perplexing, I suppose, that people have gone to what I had to say, especially something several months ago. But people have raised these issues in the past. People in much tougher times, more courageous speeches, more enlightening speeches. But if people are now waking up to this and wanting to have these hard conversations, then all to the good.
It's interesting, isn't it, because we do try so hard. There's no doubt about it. On a policy front, their money is invested. There's a lot of effort put into closing the gap, as we shorthand it these days. And yet when I watched your speech and heard your speech, and that little bit we heard there about you talking about your people, the Wiradjuri people, and the war of extermination, it struck me that, again, many of us don't know too much about the war of extermination, perhaps prefer not to. Is that part of the problem, really, until we can really sort of look at it?
It really is part of the problem, Fran, and it astounds me in many ways, because we only have to travel our landscape to see the markers of this. Where I come from, just outside of Griffith in Narrandera, there is a sign that marks Poison Waterholes Creek, where people were poisoned. There is an island in the middle of the Murrumbidgee River called Murdering Island, where people were shot. There are markers to this everywhere. If people listen to the stories that I'd been told as a boy growing up, if we'd been able to share these stories instead of being told this myth of the peaceful settlement of Australia, then we would understand this history. You know, it amazes me, having spent a big part of my career overseas, reporting from places like China and Afghanistan and Iraq and Pakistan and Israel and Egypt, and where the weight of history hangs so heavily and people grapple still with the legacy of that history. And it's acknowledged and recognised. And yet here in Australia, we still do hide away from it, and our pain and suffering and the weight of our history is often not fully given its due, and I think that is part of it.
And there is no hiding, really. I want to play another little excerpt from your speech. We'll hear that.
We are fewer than 3% of the Australian population, And yet we are 25%, a quarter of those Australians, locked up in our prisons. And if you are a juvenile, it is worse. It is 50%. An Indigenous child is more likely to be locked up in prison than they are to finish high school.
A powerful statement, but it hit home again as that story emerged over the last couple of days of the 11-year-old Indigenous boy in Brisbane who says he was bashed by guards at a detention facility. I mean, the point is, that's terrible enough, that story, but the fact that 11-year-old boys, Aboriginal boys, are in detention and so many young Aboriginal men are in prison.
And, friend, that goes to the heart of this. In Queensland, Indigenous boys, people who are, or Indigenous children rather, who identify as Indigenous, make up around 7% of the population between the ages of 10 and 17. Yet they are 65% of those who are in detention. If you look more broadly across Australia, sometimes the numbers are even worse than that. And this goes to the heart of the problem. It is horrific that we have allegations of this type of abuse. But we've inquired into this in the past. We had the Royal Commission into black deaths in custody. And one of the key recommendations is that we must find alternative ways of sentencing or ways of being able to bring down the overrepresentation of Indigenous people. And since that time, the numbers have actually increased over 100%. Now, of course, if a crime is committed, then there needs to be justice. But you speak to criminologists and they will tell you that Indigenous people are still going to jail for things that the rest of the population are not. And these are things that we can deal with, and we're not.
So, Stan, we're having this discussion the day before Australia Day, a day many Aboriginal people refer to as Invasion Day, or some talk about Survival Day, and in the past we've spoken to some Indigenous Australians, they've said they lock themselves away on this day and grieve. But is it changing, and can we resurrect Australia Day so it is a day for all Australians?
I think we need to be able to make Australia Day more inclusive. I wonder about the day itself. I mean, you know, but then again, choosing another day is also problematic. But the issues here is that we should not look away from what the great things that Australia has achieved. And in a little over 200 years, and I've travelled the world, I've seen the worst of the world, Australia is the envy of much of the world. It is prosperous, it is tolerant, it is free, but it is also a country with a stain on its soul. And sadly, my people still bear the pain of that suffering. That our pain has been the scaffold on which the Australian prosperity has been built. We need to acknowledge these things. But I also have to say, Fran, that for every one of us who have stood up and spoken about this, there are untold numbers of Australians who have stood with us, who have walked over the bridge for reconciliation, who have supported the apology, who have voted in the referendum in the 60s to give us full citizenship, who support issues of recognition, who want to have hard discussions, and they are the people who want to make this country what it can be. That's the point I made in the speech. Australia, racism is destroying the Australian dream because it sits at the heart of the dream, but it should not define us, that we are better than that.
Well, let's hope we can all make that pledge on Australia Day. Stan Grant, thank you very much for joining us.
Cheers.
Journalist Stan Grant. It's 7 minutes to 7 on Breakfast.